ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरे नश्च प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मोक्षं करोति वाचालं संलङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 8, text from 1 to 7. The name of this chapter is the character of Bharat Maharaj. So let me first read these verses from text 1 to 6, then we'll recite the verse 7. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Ekadatu Mahanadyam Krutabhisheka Naya Nikavasyako Brahmaksharam Abhigranana Muhurtatrayam Udakam Prabhupavivesa. Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued. My dear king, one day after finishing his morning duties, evacuating, urinating and bathing, Maharaj Bharat sat down on the bank of the river Gandaki for a few minutes and began chanting his mantra beginning with Omkara. Text 2. तत्र तदा राजन हरिणी पिपासया जलाशयाभ्यासम एकै उपजगाम। ओ किंग, व्हाइल भरत महाराज वाज सिटिंग ऑन द बैंक ऑफ दैट रिवर, ए डू बीइंग वेरी थर्स्टी केम देयर टू ड्रिंक। तया पेपीयमान उदके तावदेवा विधिवेण नदतो मृगपतेरुनादो लोकभयंकर उदपत। व्हाइल द डू वाज ड्रिंकिंग विथ ग्रेट सैटिस्फैक्शन, ए लायन व्हिच वाज वेरी क्लोज रोर्ड वेरी लाउडली। दिस वाज फ्राइटफुल टू एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी एंड इट वाज हार्ड बाय द डू। तं उपसृत्य सा मृगवधु प्रकृति विक्लवा चकित निरीक्षण सुतरं अपि हरिभया विनिवेश व्यग्र हृदया परिपुष्ट वदृष्टि परिपुष्ट वदृष्टि गत तृष्णा भयात साहसई वत्स काम। By nature, the Jew was always afraid of being killed by others. And it was always looking about suspiciously. When it heard the lion's tumultuous roar, it became very agitated. Looking here and there with disturbed eyes, the Jew, although it had not fully satisfied itself by drinking water, suddenly leaped across the river. Tasya utpatantya antarvatya vatnya purvaya vagalito yoni nirgato garbha sotasi nipapat. The Jew was pregnant, and when it jumped out of fear, the baby deer fell from its womb into the flowing waters of the river. Purport. There is every chance of a woman having a miscarriage if she experiences some ecstatic emotion or is frightened. Pregnant women should therefore be spared all these external influences. Text 6. Tat pasavat sarpana bhaya khedatura swaganena vyujyamana kasyachit dariyang krishna sarasati nipapataya mamara. Being separated from its flock and distressed by its miscarriage, the black doe, having crossed the river, was very much distressed. Indeed, it fell down in a cave and died immediately. Now, text 7. Tam tu enakunakam krupanam srotasa anuyamanam avivikshya apaviddham bandhu eva anukampaya rajarishi bharataha adaya mritamataram iti ashramapadam anayat. Tam tvena kunakam krupanam sotasanu yamana avivikya upavidda apaviddam bandhurivanukampaya rajarsi varata adaya mutamataram ityasrama padam anayat. So, I think just to read the translation of the words. Tam, that, tu, but, ena kunakam, the deer calf, krupanam, helpless, sotasa, by the waves, anuyamanam, floating, avivikshya, seeing, apaviddham, removed from its own kind, bandhu eva, just like a friend, anukampaya, with compassion, rajarishi Bharata, the great saintly king Bharata, adaya, taking, mrita mataram, who lost its mother, iti, thus thinking, ashramapadam, to the ashram, anayat, brought. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great king Bharata, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer bereft of its mother floating down the river. Seeing this, he felt great compassion. Like a sincere friend, he lifted the infant deer from the waves, and knowing it to be motherless, brought it to his ashram. Please repeat. The great king Bharata, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer bereft of its mother floating down the river. Seeing this, he felt great compassion. Like a sincere friend, he lifted the infant deer from the waves and, knowing it to be motherless, brought it to his ashram. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The laws of nature work in subtle ways unknown to us. Maharaj Bharat was a great king, very advanced in devotional service. He had almost reached the point of loving service to the Supreme Lord. But even from that platform, he could fall down onto the material platform. In Bhagavad Gita, we are therefore warned. Yam hi na bhatyantete purusam purusarsava samam dukkha sukham dhiram sva amrutatvaya kalpate. O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. Bhagavad Gita 2:15. Spiritual salvation and liberation from material bondage must be worked out with great caution. Otherwise, a little discrepancy will cause one to fall down again into the material existence. By studying the activities of Maharaja Bharat, we can learn the art of becoming completely freed from all material attachments. As it will be revealed in later verses, Bharat Maharaj had to accept the body of a deer due to being overly compassionate for this infant deer. We should be compassionate by raising one from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Otherwise, at any moment, our spiritual advancement may be spoiled and we may fall down onto the material platform. Maharaj Bharat's compassion for the deer was the beginning of his fall down into the material world. Jai Sri Sri Gauranga Sridhara 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 Sridhara. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Utapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namah. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त ब्रह्म हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So today, in this chapter, among all these verses, we are discussing about the character of Bharat Maharaj. The character of Bharat Maharaj is very important for devotees who are trying to make advancement in spiritual life. Because from the life of Bharat Maharaj, we can understand that little discrepancy or negligence in carrying out devotional service may cause us to fall down from the spiritual platform and end up in material sense enjoyment. Thus, Srila Prabhupada has cautioned us that those who are trying to elevate themselves in spiritual life, those who are trying to make advancement in spiritual life, should be very, very cautious while performing their devotional service without any attachment to material sense objects. Because the basic principle of material life is the attraction for material sense enjoyment. Punsastriyo mithuni bhavametam. Tayor mithai hrudaya granthi ahu. This mithuni bhav, this lusty desire, is the root cause of our material existence. So, because we have this attraction for sense gratification, that's how we are in this material world. And if we are trying to get out of this material world, then we have to also give up this attachment to sense gratification. And those who are striving for making advancement in devotional service, they should be very, very careful, very cautious while performing their devotional service. Sometimes, in the name of Jukta Vairagya, as Srila Rupa Goswami has instructed us, that sometimes we may be allured for sense gratification. That's why a devotee should be very, very careful taking lesson from the life of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he was a great Rajarshi, a saintly king, who was ruling over the kingdom at the same time performing the principles of devotional service. So Bharat Maharaj, in his young age, he gave up his family life. It is described that yo dustirjan dara sultan. It is very, very difficult to give up wife and children. Yo dustirjan dara sultan. Surat Rajyam Hridisparsa. It is also very difficult to give up the family members, the well-wishing friends, and Rajya, the kingdom. It is because the kingly opulence, it is very difficult to give up for a king. Because all these things are Hridisparsa. That touches one's heart very severely. That means one is very deeply attached to wife, children, friends, and material opulence. So it is very, very difficult to give up. But Bharat Maharaj, Jaho Juveva Malavat, Uttama Sloka Lahavasa. But Bharat Maharaj gave up all these things which are very, very attractive to one's heart. He gave up all these things, Juveva, at the young age. Sometimes one may give up these things at old age, but nowadays even old people also they don't give up these things. They are so much attached until the time of their death. They are attached to their home, family, friends, opulence. They cannot give up. Old people cannot give up. What to speak of young people? But Bharat Maharaj, he gave up all these things at his young age. And how did he give up? How was he able to give up? Juveva Malavat. It has been described that when we go to evacuate, pass stool, after passing stool we don't look towards the stool, or we don't become attached to the stool, that oh, we gave up so much. So a person gives a stool without any attachment to it. So it has been described, Sukadeva Goswami is describing, that Bharat Maharaj gave up his family members, wife, children, his kingdom, his material opulence, his friends, like one gives up stool. So he was not at all attached, and at the young age he gave up all these things. But how was he able to do this? In young age, these things are very, very attractive to one person. But how Bharat Maharaj was able to do this? Uttama Sloka Lalasa. Because he had developed attachment for the service of Uttama Sloka. Means the Supreme Lord who is glorified in selected verses. Uttama Sloka. So Lord Krishna is called Uttama Sloka. He is glorified in the best of the verses. But because Bharat Maharaj has developed the desire for the service of the Supreme Lord, that's why he was able to give up his wife, children, material opulence, friends at his young age. Just like one gives up stool. So, this was the characteristic of Bharat Maharaj, that he was attached to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sevanu rakta manasang abhavopi phalgu. So those who have developed attachment for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what to speak of giving up these material things? Wife, children, material opulence, kingdom, friends. Even those who have developed attachment for the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, abhavopi phalgu. Even abhava means liberation. Bhava means taking birth again and again in this material world. Abhava means getting out of this cycle of birth and death, means liberation. Abhava api phalgu, this liberation even becomes phalgu, arthat means less important. For a person who has developed attachment for the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. So Bharat Maharaj was so much attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. And when he gave up his kingdom, came to the forest at his young age to dedicate his life for the service of Krishna. So he stayed in the forest, stayed in his ashram in the forest. But still, like sometimes people give up cities, give up villages, give up families, they come to the forest out of detachment to cultivate spiritual knowledge. And forest is considered the best place to cultivate spiritual knowledge. But even while staying in the forest, we can see how Bharat Maharaj became attached to the deer. There was one sage, what was his name, who was doing austerity in the Yamuna water, Saurimani. So he thought that if I will do austerity on earth, on the surface of the earth, sometimes I may become attached to material things. That's why he chose to perform austerity underneath the water by his yogic power. So he went under the water of Yamuna to perform austerity, so he will not be disturbed. But in the water itself, Saurimani saw the copulation of two fish, and he became attracted to material life. Came out from the water, then asked the king to marry his daughter. So this material attachment is very, very dangerous. When one depends upon the mind, then it is very difficult to control the mind. That's why it has been stated that the yogis are those who are actually striving for spiritual life. They should not depend on their mind. The mind is considered like an unchaste woman. Like an unchaste woman can give facility to her paramour to kill her own husband. So in the same way, a person who is striving for spiritual advancement, if he becomes dependent on his mind, then his mind may give scope to the material senses to be attracted for material enjoyment. That's why a person should be very, very careful. So Bharat Maharaj, though he was living in the forest and he was performing his spiritual duties very sincerely, but one day when he has gone to take bath in the water of the nearby river, and after taking bath he was chanting his Gayatri mantra. So and he was sitting there, that time one incident happened. A pregnant deer came to drink some water from the river out of being thirsty. So when that deer was drinking the water, so that time that deer heard the roar of a lion from a nearby place. And naturally, Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes that deers are very fearful. Of course, everyone is fearful in this material world. Everyone is fearful of his life. Whether he's a man or an animal or anything, living entity. Everyone is fearful of his life. And specifically, we can see that these animals, they are very, very fearful of their life. When we see a bird eating something, if we mark the bird, then we will see that the bird may take one bite, then looking here and there, if someone else is coming to kill him. So, the bird is very fearful because of his life. Even the bird cannot eat peacefully. His food cannot eat peacefully. While eating also, the bird is looking here and there. Now, if someone else is coming to kill the bird. So, in the same way, the deers are also very fearful. While drinking water, the deer was also looking around if someone else is coming to kill. So, in the situation or in the mood of anxiety, the deer was drinking water. And at that time, the deer heard the sound, roar of the lion, which was very much frightening, very fearful. So, the deer became very much frightened after hearing the roar of the lion. Because the deer knew the lion would come and eat her. So to save her life, what did the pregnant deer do? She immediately, because she became very much frightened, immediately she wanted to cross the river. So she took a leaf to cross the river, to go to the other side, to save her life. So when this pregnant deer crossed the river by taking a leaf, being frightened of this lion, so that time being very much frightened, she gave birth to a baby deer. The baby deer actually came out from her womb while she was crossing the river. That means the baby deer fell on the water. And this sea deer crossed the river but went other side, but because she was very much frightened and she gave birth to the baby deer, though it was not the time of giving birth, that means she thought of losing her baby. So in that distressed condition, she went near a cave and left her body, died. And this was seen by Bharat Maharaj, who was sitting there at the bank of the river. In front of his eyes, Bharat Maharaj saw that the mother deer died in the other side of the river, and the baby deer also is going to die because the baby deer fell on this flow of the river water. So that means the baby deer is also going to die. And Bharat Maharaj felt very much compassionate towards the baby deer. And it is natural for Bharat Maharaj to feel compassionate seeing the condition of the baby deer. Because the baby deer has lost his mother at the time of birth. And now the baby deer is also going to leave his body, going to die. So naturally, Bharat Maharaj would feel compassionate towards the baby deer. And anyone can also feel compassionate. And specifically, those who are devotees of the Lord, they are very, very compassionate towards other living entities. Para dukhe dukhi. They feel very much compassionate when others are in difficult situation. So, Bharat Maharaj also felt compassionate towards the baby deer. Now, this is one of the qualities of the devotees. Krupalu, compassionate. Krupalu akrita droha. So Krupalu, compassionate, being compassionate to other living entities, this is one of the qualities of a devotee. So Bharat Maharaj felt compassionate towards the deer. And what did he do? He entered into the water and brought that baby deer from the water, saved the baby deer from the water. And then Bharat Maharaj brought that baby deer to his ashram, kept in the ashram and took care of it. So we'll read in other next verses that how Bharat Maharaj became attached to this baby deer. So Bharat Maharaj kept the deer, baby deer in the ashram and took care of him, thinking that this baby deer has lost his mother and there is no one to take care of this baby deer. So I am the only person here to take care of this deer. That's why Bharat Maharaj thought that this baby deer has to be taken care of by me. That's why he always thought of the comfort of the deer, baby deer. How he will sleep nicely, how he will eat nicely, how he will be protected from other animals in the forest, how he can eat on time. All these things was taken care of by Bharat Maharaj. Just like a father takes care of his child. And in this way, Bharat Maharaj became attached to the baby deer. Always thinking about the baby deer. So Bharat Maharaj, who had left his family, left his children, his wife, his material opulence to pursue spiritual life. Now he became attached to this baby deer by serving the baby deer, giving service to the baby deer. And he forgot his service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Being attached to the baby deer, he forgot everything. So how he was carried away by Maya. Though it looked perfect that Bharat Maharaj was compassionate to the deer and saved the deer, so materially it may look perfect that Bharat Maharaj did the right thing. And anyone else in that position would do the same thing what Bharat Maharaj did. like Arjuna was also feeling compassionate to the friends and relatives, those who had assembled in the battle of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna did not want to kill them. That's when the war was supposed to begin, already the council was blown from both sides, and the warriors had taken up their bow and arrows, and the fight was about to start. But that time Arjuna, seeing his friends and relatives and superiors standing to fight in this battle of Kurukshetra and were ready to give up their lives, Arjuna felt compassionate towards them. And Arjuna gave very nice arguments to Krishna that why he should not fight this battle. And Arjuna's arguments are very, very strong arguments according to scriptures, according to Dharma Niti. Arjuna was giving all those arguments that if I would kill my family members, then I will commit sin by killing my own men. And then the women in your family, they will become widows. They will be unprotected. And when I will commit sin by killing my own family members, adharma vibhavat krishna pradusanti kulastriyah. So when there will be irreligious practice in our family, then naturally the women of the family would become polluted. When there will be sinful activities in the family, there will be sinful reactions, the women in the family will become polluted. So Arjuna was giving these arguments that when women would become polluted, then they would give birth to Varnasankaras, children who are no sanskar. Then when the world will be full of Varnasankaras, then there would be so many sinful activities, and everyone would suffer. There will be chaos in the material world, in the society. So that's why Arjuna said that, my dear Krishna, I will not fight, because I don't want to bring this state of this world to such, bring the state of this world to such situation. So Arjuna's arguments were perfect, based on religious principles. And anyone who would hear Arjuna's arguments, they should say, oh yes, Arjuna is telling this right thing. Everyone will support Arjuna. But when Krishna heard this, then he chastised Arjuna. And what did he say to Arjuna? He said, Arjuna, you are a fool. Though you are speaking learned words, but you are acting like a fool. He chastised Arjuna. Because Arjuna's compassion was based on material body. His compassion was to protect the material bodies of his family members, friends and relatives. So this type of compassion is not warranted. Because this type of compassion is temporary, only for material body. But the nature of this material body is that it takes birth, and one day this body dies. It is finished. This body is finished. So compassion for protecting this material body is actually does not mean anything. Even if we try to protect this material body, still we will not be able to protect this material body. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Anyone has taken birth in this material world is supposed to die. Will die. Everyone will die. And one who dies, he takes birth again. That means he gets another body. So the body is meant for death. Body is going to be finished. So compassion to this material body or for this material body is not a very high quality compassion. Sometimes in the material platform we may see that people show this type of compassion to others. If someone is hungry, people they are giving food, or someone is in distress, people will come to help him, or someone is dying, someone may come to save him. So this is one type of material compassion. But real compassion is something different, which Krishna spoke to Arjuna in his instruction of Bhagavad Gita. What is real compassion? The real compassion is not pertaining to material body, but it is pertaining to the soul. Instead of saving the material body, if we can save the soul, that is the real compassion. And the whole purpose of speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna was based on this. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita stating his instruction that Arjuna, you are not this material body. You are the spirit soul. Arjuna was thinking from bodily platform, but Krishna spoke from spiritual platform that you are not this body, you are spirit soul. So that's how the real compassion is, Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, that the real compassion is when we take care of the soul of the living entity. That is real compassion. To save one's soul, that is real compassion. Just show some compassion to protect the material body is not the real compassion. This type of compassion is on material platform, and it is temporary. But to show real compassion to save the soul, that is the real compassion, and that is on spiritual platform. So when someone will show compassion on the spiritual platform, then that compassion can uplift that person and can uplift the person whom this spiritual compassion has been shown. So both will be benefited. One who is showing compassion and one who is receiving compassion. Both will be benefited if it is based on spiritual platform. So here we can see that if naturally a devotee is compassionate, but his compassion should be aimed to uplift a living entity to the spiritual platform. If his compassion is not aimed to uplift one on the spiritual level, then his fate will end up like Bharat Maharaj. He may be attracted to material sense objects. That's why it is a great lesson for us from the life of Bharat Maharaj, and how we should be very, very cautious in pursuing our spiritual life and showing compassion to others. Sometimes we may think to preach to others. Sometimes we may go out and preach, go to people's houses and go to save them. But seeing their opulence, sometimes we may become attracted, and instead of saving them, then we may need someone else to save us. We may fall down from our spiritual platform. That's why we have to be very, very careful, always ourselves staying in spiritual platform and then showing our compassion to others. So, in case of Bharat Maharaj, he saved this baby deer. He saved his material body. But when a living entity takes birth in this material world, his death is also destined. At the time of birth, death is also destined. When the person will die, where he will die, how he will die, everything is destined. We cannot change that. So, we cannot stop someone's death. We may show some compassion, but we cannot stop someone's death. It is destined. So, Bharat Maharaj showed some compassion to save the body of the deer. And he took care, after that, he took care of his material body. That's why Prabhupada says in his purport that Bharat Maharaj became overly compassionate to this baby deer. That means he should have not done or taken so much care of the deer, leaving aside his own spiritual services. Because of this deer, he forgot everything, his spiritual practices. Bharat Maharaj forgot everything because of this attachment to the deer. Because when someone will think of something, naturally the attachment will develop for that thing. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Dhyayato visayan punsa sangastesu upajayate sangat sanjayate kama. So if someone will think of something in his mind, then naturally the attachment will develop to get that thing. It is natural. So Bharat Maharaj always thought of this safety of the deer. And because he was thinking of the deer all the time, naturally his attachment developed for the deer. And when attachment developed for the deer, his attachment was loosened for the service of Krishna, for the lotus feet of Krishna. Though he was so much attached to lotus feet of Krishna that he gave up his family life, gave up his kingdom, left everything, came to the forest because of the attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. But that attachment became loosened because he developed attachment for this deer. So that's how we can see a little attachment to the material things can bring us back draws back from the service of Krishna. And we may fall down at any moment from devotional service. That's why this is a warning to the devotees of the Lord, that how they should maintain their detachment to material sense objects and only become attached to the service or the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A little attachment, even whatever possession we have, like a brahmachari has no possession, should not be any possession. But sometimes we may become attached to our own clothes, own things which we are possessing, and that may end up being attracted to more other things. We may possess more and more things, and then at the end we may end up becoming a grihastha. When we possess so many things, then naturally this possessive attitude is for grihasthas. Grihasthas are possessive. They possess so many things. So that's why those who want to serve Krishna wholeheartedly and have dedicated their life for the service of Krishna, they should only accept, Srila Rupa Goswami says, that whatever is necessary just to maintain one's body and life, soul together, they should only accept that. And sometimes one may lose his only possession, but still he should not be disturbed by that. Even if someone has only one set of clothes and he loses that, still he should be prepared in his mind not to be disturbed. That kind of detachment one should develop for own things. Not to speak of accumulating things for one's own sense gratification. If someone is striving to make advancement in spiritual life, then he should be very, very careful not to become attached to his own things, whatever position he has. He should know that at any moment Krishna can take away our only possession to test our sincerity, to test our attachment to his lotus feet. He can take away anything. Whatever possession we have, Krishna can take away everything and throw us to the street. And in that circumstances, if we are still attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, then only we can pass the test. And when we become detached from material sense objects, then Krishna can give us everything, knowing very well that we will not misuse that possession. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, there was a time everything was taken away from Yudhishthira Maharaj. Though Yudhishthira Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord, and he was never disturbed. His kingdom was usurped, taken away by Duryodhan and his party through unfair means. And the Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers, they were banished in the forest, and they were begging for their livelihood. So in that situation, Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, they were only dependent on the mercy of Krishna. And because they were dependent on the mercy of Krishna, then Krishna gave back everything to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Gave back his kingdom and gave back so much opulence to Yudhishthira Maharaj that even the king of heaven, Indra, became envious seeing the opulence of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj became so opulent. So Krishna can give everything when we are detached from material sense objects. But if we are attached, and if we receive the mercy of Krishna can take away everything from us. Yasyaham nanugrunami harisyata dhanasane. If someone is trying to become attached to the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, at the same time he is also attached to material sense objects. So if Krishna becomes merciful on him, he'll take away his material possession, his wealth, to show his compassion towards that devotee. And when the devotee will become bereft of all material possession, material wealth, then nirasrayamang jagadisharakya. Then he will pray to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, I have no one in this material world to give me shelter. I have nothing in this material world to take shelter of. Your lotus feet is my only shelter. That kind of dedication Krishna wants from us. And when we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna wholeheartedly, Krishna can give us anything and everything. Knowing well that we will not misuse that. Otherwise we will misuse things given by Krishna in the name of devotional service. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that here one in this verse, one word is used, Krupanam. Tang tena tvang tang tu ena kunakam krupanam. So this Krupana word is used in this verse. So Krupana generally means Swalpam api vitta khyatim na khyamate sa Krupana. So he is called Krupana who will not tolerate a little loss of wealth. He is called Krupana in material sense. But in spiritual sense, who is called Krupana? So in Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad, it has been stated, Yajnavalkya speaks to Gargi that who is Krupana. So he says, Yova etad akhyaram Gargi aviditva asmat lokat praiti saha Krupana. So Yajnavalkya says to his wife Gargi that, my dear Gargi, whoever in this material world without knowing this Brahmakshara. Brahmakshara means Om. And what is Om? And it has been stated, Akaram Uchyate Krishna Sarva Lokaika Nayaka. Om word is mixed, is made up with three syllables. A, U, Ma. So, Akarena Uchyate Krishna Sarva Lokaika Nayaka. Akara means Krishna. Who is the best of all the living entities? Sarva Lokaika Nayaka. He is the leader of all the planetary systems, all the living entities. Then Ukarena Uchyate Radha. Ukara means Radha. Makara Jivavachaka. And Ma means all the living entities, Jiva. So in this word Om, everything is there. All the living entities and their leader, Krishna, and Krishna's internal potency, Radha, Srimati Radharani, so they are there. So when one utters the word Om, this means he is uttering the name of Radha and Krishna. So Yajnavalkya tells to Gargi, that my dear Gargi, that anyone who leaves his body without knowing this Brahmakshara, this Om, means without knowing Radha and Krishna, who leaves his body from this material world, he is called Krupan. He is to be called Krupan. So all those who are leaving their body without knowing the tattva, the essence of Radha and Krishna, the essence of Radha and Krishna and their services, he is to be called a Krupan. So here Sri Sukadeva Goswami says that tam tu ena kunakam krupanam. This ena kunaka means the child of the deer is addressed as krupana. Here krupana also can mean ignorant. Ignorant of the spiritual values of life. Ignorant of this Brahma Akshara. That's why it is called abodha. Abodha means ignorant. Parabhavat stavat abodha jata. So those who are ignorant of spiritual life, abodha jata means those who are born ignorant, they are supposed to get parabhava, means suffering in this material world. Javat na janati atma tattvam. Until they know Atma Tattva, who are we, and where are we coming from, and what is the goal of our life, unless we know this and we leave our body, then we will be called Krupan. But the opposite of Krupana is a person who is wealthy. Dhani, who has wealth. And the devotees are wealthy because though they have no material possession, but they have the greatest possession, and that greatest possession, who is the source of all wealth, that is Krishna. So when one is keeping Krishna within his heart, he is actually the wealthiest person in this material world. The devotees of the Krishna, Tomara Hudaya Sada Govinda Visram, Govinda Kayana Mama Vaishnava Para. So when a devotee keeps Krishna within his heart, then Krishna also keeps that devotee within his heart. It is very reciprocative. Devotee keeps Krishna within his heart, and Krishna keeps that devotee within his heart. So that is the goal of life, to keep Krishna within our heart and serve Krishna, dedicating our life without being materially attached to any material sense objects. So if we pursue this type of spiritual life without being attracted to material objects, then our life can become successful. Otherwise, from Bharat Maharaj's life we can see that because of his attachment to the deer, he had to take another two lives. He would have gone back to Krishna in the same life because he had given up everything and dedicated his life for the service of Krishna. But because he became attached to this deer and always thought of the deer, at the time of death he only thought of the deer. He forgot to think of Krishna. That's the next life he has to take birth of another deer. And then again he took birth as Jadavarat. That life he became very careful, not to spoil that life. But if he would have become very careful in this life, then he would have not taken another two births. So this is very, very important and very important lesson for us, how we should become conscious in our spiritual life, not to become attached to material sense gratification or material sense objects. Otherwise, we may end up taking birth, life after birth. We may have to take many lifetimes before we go back to Krishna. So if someone is ready for that, he can do so. But those who are sincerely striving to go back to Krishna, they have to be very, very careful not to become attached to any material object except the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, is there any question or comments? Otherwise, we'll stop here. Yeah. Yes? Haradas.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna. जैसे आप बोले कि जो ओम ओम में अओम, ठीक है, कोई अभी अनेक लोग हैं संसार में, आप हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जप नहीं करते, ओम ओम जप करते, और मायावादी लोग भी ओम 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 जप करते, और हम बोलेंगे हरे कृष्ण मंत्र बहुत बड़ा है तो हम भी ओम जप करेंगे, क्या करेंगे?
ओके, दिस इज अ वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन. Because many Mayavadis also, they chant Om. And also many people, they are not Mayavadis, but still they are attached to chant Om. So actually it depends how we understand the word Om. And according to our conception, we will get the result. Like the Mayavadis, when they chant Om, they only see something bright, jyoti. They only see the light. Because they think God has no form, He is impersonal, and He is jyotirmaya. He is only light. So when they chant Om, they see only light. They don't see anything else. So their chanting is impersonal. And they end up in impersonal liberation. Whereas, those who are not Mayavadis, but they are attached to chant Om, but they don't understand what this Om is. But Lord Krishna says that I am the Om. So Lord Krishna says, I am the Om. So those who are chanting Om, but they are not afflicted by Mayavad philosophy, but they are sincerely chanting, so they can come, by chanting Om, they can come to the understanding of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They can very easily come. I have seen many people also, those who are chanting Om, because they did not know what this Om means, but Krishna says Om, I am Om, so they are chanting Om. So that brings them to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, become devotees of Krishna. That will bring them to Krishna consciousness, if they are chanting Om. When you will explain them what Krishna consciousness is, what Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, they can easily accept if they are chanting Om. So in Hare Krishna Mahamantra they can understand that how Hare Krishna Mahamantra can bring Krishna prem to us. But those who are already chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they don't have to go back to chant Om. But those who are chanting Om, they can come to the standard of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and in that way they can get Krishna prem. So we can explain to them, those who are not Mayavadis or those who have no material Mayavad conception, we can explain them the Krishna consciousness and how chanting Om is non-different from Krishna. We can tell them. They will appreciate that. And they can very easily come to Krishna consciousness. That is a good scope for preaching them, to bring them to Krishna consciousness, make them devotees. But we should not preach devotees to go back to chant Om. You are already in the highest platform. By chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benediction, that we will get Krishna prem. Hare Krishna. So it is, time is up. Maybe you can ask personally. Should we go further? No. You can ask me later. Already I took over time, I think. Tomorrow question mat pachale. Okay, I will answer those who have questions. I can answer personal to them. Of course, it is now 9:35. So we'll stop here.